Kerv Osei Hope All Is Good. Today's daf is Yuvam Estav Chof Gimel. And we're here at the bottom of Chof Beis Amud Beis, continuing our back and forth between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, Barebi Yehuda. If you remember yesterday, or we had said towards the end, we had said that there's a machogas, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, Barebi Yehuda, if a person sleeps with his sister, and she also is the daughter of, she's Bas Eishes Ovid, and he's also meaning his sister, obviously from the father, and irrespective of who the mother is, that girl's also happens to be the daughter of your father's wife. Meaning she happens to be, she can either be your full sister or your stepsister. Meaning that they share a father, and she also happens to be your father happens to currently be married to that girl's mother. So there are two separate yisurim. Right, in the Torah. The Torah says, you're not allowed to obviously sleep with your sister, sister from your father, specifically, that the Torah says. Right, the Torah says you can't sleep with your sister from your father, can't sleep with your sister from your mother. And Kashi is whether we learn full sister as from that, but that's okay. But either way, this case is for sure a sister from your father. And it also says you're not allowed to sleep with the daughter of your father's wife. So the Kashi is, you're chayiv one or you're chayiv two. So we had it back and forth, right? Then the Chachamim kind of proved their point. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said proved his point. So we're here now, about six or seven lines up on Chaf Beis Mabeis. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Hai Bas Eishes Avicha, my Ovid Ben. Right? What does he do with that pasuk? Because again, if you're telling me that was the source, that was the makor that the Chachamim used to teach me that there's an extra issa here, so what does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda do with that pasuk? So, mi sheyishlo ishus lavicha ba. You need to tell me that is only, meaning that issa, that sleeping with your sister, is only when the woman who produced that child, meaning the woman who is married to your father, is someone who he was allowed to marry. Right? Again, what really this is saying is that whether the girl is considered to be your sister or not, meaning is that considered to be sister, the issur of sleeping with your sister, if your father was actually married legally to her mother. So what does that exclude? This is all fancy talk for saying, what does that exclude? Who is not your sister? Who are you not going to violate the sister if you sleep with? So pralach, also not mishpacha, but mishifcha, v'ovedes kochavim, she'in ishus lev bichaba. That excludes any sister from your father, yes, but who he had with either a shifcha knanis or a goy, meaning because those girls are not legally, the girls are not halachically considered your sisters. The Gemara says, "Vayimar prad lachosam anduza." Well, why don't we exclude a girl who is Jewish, but she was someone who your father Rachman al-Tzlan raped? So Gemara says, "Ahi lo matiz amris." No, you can't say that. That's not true. Meaning, she actually is your sister. Midirava, because Rava says, it's funny. Midirava Rami, because Rava pointed out that there's a stira in the Psukim. The Psukim says, "Ksiv ervas bas mincha ovas bitcha lo segale." You can't sleep with your granddaughter, right? Either from your son or your daughter. Habas bina, but apparently the son of your wife's daughter. Yeah, your wife's habas bina, right? Your wife's granddaughter. So apparently, bas binadida ubas bitadida shari. Apparently, that implies that that's mother. Uksiv, and the pasuk on the other hand says ervas isha ubita lusigale es bas binav es bas bita. But on the other hand, the pasuk says clearly, right, that her granddaughter is also no good. So how does that work? Right, again, if you tell me the first pasuk implies that your wife's granddaughter is okay, the second one implies that it's not. Right? It must be that in the first case, we're talking about whether some sort of rape, Rechman al-Tzlan, and they're not actually married. But so that's even though the woman wasn't actually married to your father, but still, that's your father's granddaughter, still no good. or that person's granddaughter. Either way, in the second case is where there was proper marriage. Again, that bas bina, es bas bita, right? Her wife's daughter, right? Her daughter's daughter or her son's daughter, right? That's already someone who you are married to. But either way, right? Both of those cases, right, are considered to be Jews, right? So we're not going to exclude a scenario where a father raped Rachman al-Tzlan. So the Gemara says, okay, ve'ima prat l'chayv ilavin. So okay, so why do we exclude? Why do we exclude the girl who is Bas Shivcha Kananis or Bas Nevi Kanani, Bas Ovi Kachamim, why do we exclude that? Why don't we Javeim Prad Chavilavim? Why don't we exclude that your sister is not technically someone who your father slept with, and there's an Isser Lav? Some Rav Papa says Chavilavim Tavsi Bukidushin. Well, because there we see already that by Chavilavim, right, if let's say Amar Lekain Gadol, for example, if they would marry such a person, so there is considered to be a marriage, even though it was inappropriate. Tichtim Ksapazik says, Ki Yedasiyan Alishtin Hashem Achasahuva Vachasanua. Fascinating that this is a pasuk that we're going to see in a second. Again, this pasuk is right after the beginning of Parshat Kisetze, and it's right after Ben Sora Mora, and it talks about if for whatever reason, before Ben Sora Mora, right before Ben Sora Mora, I think. Either way, Tachlis, the Torah says here that this is talking about Yerusha, that a person has two wives, one is Ahuva, one is loved, and one is Snua, and one is hated. And so the Gemara says, "V'chi yesh ahuva lefnei makom, v'chi yesh snua lefnei makom." What do you mean? Is there any love and hate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean? I mean, as Tosfos points out on the top over here, there's no way that this pasuk can mean that the father values one over the other. Meaning, let's say again, the pasuk says that the father is married to two women. Where he loves one and he hates the other, so he can't. If the hated wife has the bechor, he can't deprive that bechor of the inheritance. So it says the Gemara, it must be talking about a woman who is loved or hated by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because it doesn't make sense. Tosfos says that the halacha would change depending on what the father likes. What do you tell me? If the father doesn't like him, right? There's halacha. There's no halacha doesn't care about your feelings. But the other problem is that it doesn't make any sense that a woman should be loved or hated by Kodesh Baruch Hu loves all of us. What do you mean? There's one a woman who is loved or is hated. Ahuva b'nisua, snua snua b'nisua. No, so it must be talking about a case where the marriage is loved and hated. Meaning the marriage in one case was appropriate, and the marriage in the other case was inappropriate. Vamarachmana. And the pasuk says, ki siena, no, meaning a man has two wives, meaning he's married to two women. Meaning even if the marriage was inappropriate for Chavi Lavin, so they are still halakhically married. So that's obviously going to result in a daughter that's you're considered to be your sister. Right? So therefore, and therefore you're going to violate the Isser of sleeping with your sister in that case. I am a proud Chavi Krisis. Okay, so why do we then still exclude Shivcha Kananis and Ovuka Chavim? Maybe it excludes a woman who your father married that was also to him Mechi of Karetz, right, in Erva. So Rava says, Amar Karks, the Pasuk says, Ervas Achoskha Vasabicha Ovasimecha Moledes Bais O Moledes Chutz. Right, you're not allowed to sleep with a girl who was your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, right? Whether it was Moledes Bais in the house or outside. Now, Bein She'omim Lo Lav, the Gemara says, what does that mean? Meaning that, so the Gemara explains, right? Bein she'omrim lo la'avicha kayem, bein she'omrim la'avicha hotzei. Right? Regardless of whether we tell the father to either keep this woman, right? Meaning, i.e., you can stay married to her, or hotzei, or you have to get rid of her, right? In the manushach, right? Either way, it's usher to sleep with her. And the Torah says, right, that's the next words in the pasuk, right? Achuschahi, she's your sister. So clearly, even if a father has a child from a woman he's chayiv karis for, so still that is going to be Jewish, and therefore you're still going to violate the Isser of sleeping with your sisters. The Gemara says, okay, but ema bein she'omer lo avicha kayem bein she'omer lo avicha otzei v'amrachman achosachi l'rabbas achosu mishivcha v'emer kochavim. Okay, well, how do you know that this pasuk is talking necessarily about Isser Ikaris? Maybe, again, all it says is about one woman, about whether your father has to keep her or get rid of her. That doesn't necessarily mean that this chayiv karis. Maybe that's talking about Shivcha and Ovi Kochavim and a goy. How do you know? So the Gemara says Amakar, because the pasuk says Bas Eishes Avicha. Right, it has to be the daughter of your father's wife. Right, Misha Yishlo Ishus LaAvicha Ba. Right, it has to be that there's some sort of Ishus, there's some sort of marriage here. Right, what do you mean? You're going to exclude this a goy and a Shivcha Kananis? There's no marriage by that. Right, Prad Lachoso Mishivcha Ovi Kochavim. Right, that excludes the case. But again, that's not a case. Your father marries Shekla Kananis or a guy, there's no Tfiz Kiddushin there. So therefore, it must be Moledes Chutz. Right? If you're talking about getting rid of the marriage, it must be that there is a marriage. So I can't be talking about that. So Gemara says, okay, but Mara Isa. But one second, so how do you know, still, how do you know that you tell me Moledes Chutz refers to someone Chai Isra Karis? Right, again, Isser Karis, also, there is no marriage there. Right, if you tell me the whole problem with marrying a goy, and marrying, if the guy marries a goy, the guy marries a shukla, because there's no marriage, and we're talking about a case where, right, you have to keep the wife, or get rid of the wife, well, by Chiv Karis, you marry your sister, that's not a marriage either. So the Gemara says, Mestamech, Chavi Krisos, Havili the Rabbus. But it makes more sense that you should include Chavi Krisos in the Isser of sleeping with your sister, Shekein Tavsev and Kedushin Alma, because they, theoretically, can marry Jews. Right, again, they can't marry this guy because he's a Nerva, but they can marry everybody else. A Shivka Kananis and a Goy, right, they can't marry anybody. So Gemara says, Adarab, what do you mean? The opposite is true. No, Shivka Kananis of Guchavim, they have one up on an Isser Karis. Havali the Rabos, the Imigaira, the Dinamitavs of Ekedushim, because they can fix the situation. If they convert, so then they can marry this guy. So Gemara says, yeah, okay, but the Chimigaira, Gufa Achwinahi. Once that woman converts, she's a different person, right? It was said yesterday that a Ger has no halakhic relatives. It's as if they're a new person. So that's not going to be what that pasuk is including. So therefore, that's where we're back and sticking to say that that pasuk couldn't be Yisrael Yehuda. That's going to exclude the pasuk of Achoschoi, the pasuk of right Achoschoi is no Bashesis Avicha. I'm sorry, that pasuk of Bashesis Avicha is going to exclude a sister who your father had with a Shevcha Knanis or a Goy. Now, what we just said also is that. That Moledes Bayis or Moledes Chutz tells me that a sister born to an Isser Kares is your sister, but as I said before, right, Bas Eishes Avicha, right, tells me that that pasuk tells me that a daughter of your father from Shivka Kananis or a Goy is not your sister. So the Gemara says, okay, Verabanan, now the Rabbanan used that pasuk to teach me that you're Chayav twice. Right, for sleeping with your sister, for that type of sister that happens to be the daughter of the woman your father's married to, so they don't have this pasuk available to teach me these halachos. So Rabbana Lemutis Shivcha Avodis Kochavim Min Alehu. So where do they get that from? So Nafkaluhu Mi Isha Viladeh Tiyad Ladunah. They learn it from the pasuk by Shivcha Kananis that the halacha is that an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis, and that children that they have stay with with the owner. So you see that the children are not shy to this guy. That after he leaves, after 6 years of being an Ivri, so the children stay behind. You see that he's not shy to this guy. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, so what does he use that? So it says, Chad the Shivka v'chad be'obis kol kofim. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also uses that pasuk to teach me something, but he uses one pasuk to teach me about Ivri kol kofim, the first one, presumably, and he uses this pasuk to teach me about Shivka Kananis. Utsricha, and you needed to teach me both. The Yashmin and Shivka, if you would have only told me that the sister that you have via a Shivka Kananis is not your sister, Shem De'en Bachias. Well, you might have thought, because there's a special halacha by Evan Kananim, that there's no Yichus. They have no, as Rashi already points out, right, that Rashi is a special Joshua that says that. By Eliezer, it didn't have any yichus, right? He's just like a donkey, he's just like an animal that, for whatever reason, Shivka Kananis and Eved Kochavim, Shivka Kananis and Eved Kanani don't have any halachic yichus, meaning they're not considered to be shayach to the father whatsoever, and they're not connected at all. Eved Kochavim, but a guy is by yichus, right? A guy does have certain yichus, even though not for Jews, but we do find. Rashi already, it's funny that I wouldn't have thought this to be the proof, but Rashi points out that the psukim will mention, right, different goyim that are the fathers of their father. I would have thought it would have brought a different proof. I would have thought it's the proof would simply be that they're not allowed to sleep with their sisters. Right, there is an Isser of Arayos for Goyim. Okay, but that probably is a better proof than mine. I'm just, you know, thinking out loud. Either way, Rashi points out that there is a Yichus by Goyim. So the MLO, so you might have thought that it's not true. V'yashmin of Kochavim, and if you would have only told me that Ev Kochavim is not considered to be your sister, so Meshuv Dolo Shchecha B'Mitzos, because there's no Shaychus to any of the Mitzos. Aval Shivcha, but Shivcha Knanis, the Shaychus of the Mitzos, right? They're Chayiv B'Mitzos like an Isha and a Ketana. So MLO, so you might have thought that, no, that they are actually considered to be your sisters, therefore we have that Pazuk. And Sricha, that we need both of them. V'Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan? So the Ashkan and Shivcha, right? So again, so they quoted me a pasuk. The Chachamim quoted me a pasuk by a Shivcha to tell me that she's not technically your sister. How do they know about a guy? The Chitem and Neilav Mishivcha, and if you'll tell me, you should learn it from there. So Hanu Mitzrav Tzrichi, that's what we just did. You can learn it from there. So Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rishum, 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 R Right, for they will turn your son away. Now, it's important that Gemara is not quoted here, but it's important. I have a chumash over here. It's important to read the whole topic over here because we're going to get into the Darshin and time of the Kura, the whole reason for this pasuk. The pasuk says, pasuk before that says Lo tiskatein bam. It's a pasuk at the end of Eschanan. You're not allowed to marry non-Jewish people. This is specifically right. Ki ve'achah Hashem alkecha el aretz. Right, it quotes the Amori, Gergashi, Kanani, Prizi. You're not allowed to marry the seven nations. Right, you can't give your daughter to his son, and your son, their son, their daughter, you can't take. Well, either way, meaning son, daughter, son. Now, here's the quote that we're quoting here, because he will cause your son to go away from me. So what have we darshan? So we darshan out bincham Yisraelis kori bincha. All right, your son from a Jew, I mean a female Jew, obviously, right, is called your son, and therefore vein bincham haba min avedes kochavim kori bincha ela bina. Right, again, we're darshaning out again since we just said upitolos yikach levnecha. Right? What did we say? We said your daughter should not marry his son because ki asir is bincha me'acharai, because his son, meaning the goyish son, will turn bincha, your son, from away from me'acharai, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning the second case over there, where the daughter, the Jewish daughter, married the goy, right? We're concerned that the goy will then entice his children, right, from away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, implying that the children of the goy and a Jewish woman are Jewish, right? The concern does not apply in the other case because those children are not Jewish. That's where Rabbi Yochanan darshins. Now, Ravina says, "Shema, we see from that bitcha abam and ovus kochavim kari bincha." Right? Again, that ben bincha, right? Sorry, that the son of a Jewish woman and a guy, right, is considered to be Jewish. So, the because of Ravina, apparently Ravina holds that ovus kochavim David abal bas Yisrael have like kosher. Now, maybe Ravina is weighing in on the machlokas. We're going to see later in the Masechta, as that if a guy sleeps with, or an Eved that sleeps with a Jew, right, so the child is completely Jewish, is kosher, as opposed to the opinions that say that it's a mamzer. So the question says, no, he's not weighing, he's not saying that specifically, but it could be, nihid the mamzer lohavi, but kosher nami lohavi. Right, it could be that, yeah, in Hanami, he's not a mamzer, but maybe he's not kosher, he's not a full-fledged Jew. Maybe he's Yisrael apostle, maybe he's considered to be apostle, meaning, or the child, or he's not allowed to marry a Kohen if it's a girl, whatever. So maybe it's a apostle. But either way, the problem with this posse that we just used a second ago to tell me that the child of a daughter, the child of a goy, a female goy, is not a Jew, and the child of a female Jew is a Jew. So Hai B'Shevus almost Ksiv. That's only talking about the seven, right? Amim, like we pointed out, the Psuka we're talking about, the seven nations that Am Yisrael destroyed when they went into Eretz Yisrael. So Gemar says, yeah, Ki Asur, because we use the pasuk of Ki Asir, the rabbos call Hamesirim. That pasuk, Ki Asir, teaches me that anybody who would turn people away, right, from the Jewish faith, is considered. So that's, again, that's any nation is shaykh. Fine. So the Gemara says, Hanichal Rabbi Shimon, the time of the Kura. That only works, right, this whole thing only works according to Rabbi Shimon, who learns time of the Kura. Again, Rabbi Shimon, that's Machokas elsewhere, specifically by a picadon, a person taking a picadon from a widow, okay, without getting into that. But anyway, Rabbi Shimon basically says that you're allowed to darshan out the reason for psukim. Meaning, so once you tell me that you're darshaning out the reason for halachos, right, now you're going to learn, right, oh, well, the whole reason is because, you know, you're not allowed to, don't let your daughter marry a non-Jewish guy, because you may cause the child to not be from, so that's obvious. So you don't need the pasuk to teach me, oh, maybe he'll take the child away and make him not be from. You don't need that pasuk. So therefore, it's free and available to darshan out by Rabbi Yochanan, right, to say, to teach me which kid is going to be Jewish. But the Chachamim do not darshan out time of the Kura. Meaning, the Elul Rabbanan, right, Menalahu, right, that doesn't work. Meaning, they need that pasuk of Ki Asur. Right, Ki Asir. Right, okay, same thing. Right, many we see, they need that pasuk to teach me that applies to other nations. So how does that work? Meaning, because they would assume, right, they would they would assume that the pasuk does not apply to nations, as Rashi points out over here, that does not apply to nations that are not necessarily so, you know, from in their avodah zarah, right? There are goyim that are stark in their religion, and they're goyim or stam goyim. So the chachamim would not necessarily learn that it applies to other nations. So how does that work out? The Gemara says, "Ein echanami the man tana the pasuk alad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Shimoni, right? This is Rabbi Shimon's shita, right? That's what we're using. Right? We're using our whole discussion based on Rabbi Shimon, right? So he's gonna use the word pasuk of kiyas here, right, to teach me about everybody. Okay, fine." Viter. Okay, back to new Mishnah now. Now, Mishakida. Now, this Mishnah also is one of these Mishnahs that need the fancy, handy-dandy charts over here. Again, if you have the art scroll or whatever, the Masifta, right, you do have these charts. Again, we'll try and say it out loud as best we can, but you know, hopefully it'll be clear enough. All right, Mishakidesh Akas Mishtei Achayos. It really is one rule, basically, running through the Mishnah, but there are a bunch of examples, so let's see if we can get it. Mishakidesh Akas, and the Gemara actually asked that question, to be like, this is the same halacha you're teaching me a couple of times. So Mishakidesh Akas Mishtei Achayos, if a person married one of two sisters, the Ein Yodei is a Mehem Kidesh, but let's say they are identical, he has no idea, or maybe he's not the Shliach, right, he didn't do it himself, right, again, that's the Gemara's Kiddush, and they used to do that. Or they could have done that. So a guy married one of two sisters, has no idea which one he married. Now that's a problem, because if he sleeps with the wrong one, right, that's a chazisha, that's an Izer Karis, right, that's not so good. So therefore, nosin get lazu, but get lazu, he has to get a get to both of them. In Mace, if he dies, it's the v'lo ach echad, and he has a brother, so chalitz l'shteyem, right, so he has to do chalitz on both of them, right, because it could be, right, that one of them is achos zikukaso, right, he's not allowed to marry her. If he has two brothers, so then echad cholitz ve'echad miyabim, right? One can do chalitza, right, and one can do yibo. Now the chalitza, right, that's obviously totally fine. And the second point, right, once the chalitza is done, so the other brother can marry whoever he wants, because if it was the woman his brother was actually married to, so that's yibo. If they weren't ever married, so then there's no issue whatsoever, so that's fine. And if they went ahead, though, and they did marry both those sisters, meaning the two brothers married both those sisters, one of whom was married to their brother, we don't make them get a divorce, because each one, right, could tell them, could claim, right, to have married the woman who was married to his brother. And that's it. And, you know, you can't prove either way, right? So, therefore, we let them stay married. Now, again, we get a little more complicated, but it's the same basic concepts. Okay. Shnayim shekitshu shnei achayos, if two men, the two people, right, married two sisters, and again, the two people, the guys are not necessarily brothers, but v'zeh eno yodea is a kiddush, v'zeh eno yodea is a kiddush, and they don't know, right, who married what, right, again, they're identical twins. Right, one guy married one guy married another, right? They have no idea which who did what. So Zen notin shnei getim, v'shnei notin shnei getim, right? Both of them have to give two gets, right? Just like we had in the first time. Mesu, if they both died, so v'laza'ach v'laza'ach, and if it's clean, the case is clean, when they both have one brother, so zechol it's l'shteyem, v'zechol it's l'shteyem, right? They do two chalitzas and everything's great. Now, v'laza'ach v'laza'shteyem, let's say one guy had one brother, one guy had two brothers. The guy with one brother has to do chalitza to both of them, again, because he doesn't know which one it is, and it's either his yavam or achos zukaso. If there are two, I mean, echad chalitza ve'echad miyabim, one can do chalitza, one can do the other. Again, just like we had before, one can do chalitza, one can do yibam, because again, that once you kill the, not kill, once you drop the Zika, right, through Chalitza, so then there's only one woman there, and either she was married to your brother, that's Yibam, or either she wasn't, and then it's totally Mutter. And again, if they both went and married both of them, so then we don't get them out, because again, we can't prove that either one of them is living B'Isser. Or I mean, after the first guy did chalitza to both of them. Okay. Now, what happened if these two guys, right, had two brothers each? So, achiv shalzeh cholitz la'achas, v'achiv shalzeh cholitz la'achas. One brother does chalitza to one of the sisters, and one brother does chalitza to the other of the sisters. So then you clear away, right, those two, right, one from each guy. So now, you're left you're left with one and one. So achim shozeh miyabim chalutza shozeh, v'achim shozeh miyabim chalutza shozeh. And again, since the chalitza, right, drops any zika, so one brother, the other brother, right, can marry, can do yibum on the chalitza one, and the other brother can do yibum on the other chalitza one. Kidmu v'shnayim v'choltu. Let's say two of them went and did chalitza on both of them. V'lo yabim v'shnayim. Right, then they shouldn't do. Then they shouldn't do yibum because again, you also might be left with achos zukukaso. So ela achas cholitz v'echem yabim. Right, so then again, one does chalitza. Then if you're left with only one remaining connection, so then one can do yibum. Okay, but we can't do yibum the other. And again, if they went ahead and married, so then we do not get rid of the marriages. Again, the first thing we just said in our Mishnah was that, let's say you marry someone, you don't know who you married. So you give two gets. So that seems to imply that if you do Kiddushin, right, but you're not allowed to sleep with this woman, so that is apparently legitimate Kiddushin. That's a Gemara, already Gemara, Machokas Bayan Rava and Kiddushin. Rashi already quotes over here, Machokas Bayan Rava, whether that's necessary, whether you have to be able to sleep with a woman you try to marry. Apparently, you see from here, if you marry one of two women, one of two sisters, you have no idea which one, you can't sleep with either one because it might be a Chosisha, you can't sleep with your wife's sister. So apparently, you see that the Kiddushin works, even these three can't consummate the marriage. So Gemara says, no, the case is here. No, you knew who you were marrying initially, but then you got confused, right? You found out afterwards that she had an identical twin, right? Long lost twin or whatever. And now you have no idea who you married. To that point, now again, the Kiddushin was toe-faced because you thought that's, you knew who you were marrying. So Gemara says, Deganami, and it makes a lot of sense if you look at the language of the Mishnah. The Katani, because the Mishnah says, Inu Yodea, right? He doesn't know now. Right, velokatani inu yodua, and not that it wasn't known previously. So therefore, shema mina, right, you see that that's the case. Ma'i kamash malan. Okay, so but if that's true, right? So then, what's the chiddush? Right, obviously he has to give both of them a get. So Gemara says seifa shrichalei. So therefore, not therefore, but it's necessary for the seifa because meis lo, because what's the seifa say? Meis velo ach echad cholitz l'shneim. Right, ha'le shneim echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. Right, what did that, again, if the guy died and he had one brother, he does chalitza to both, and if he had two brothers, he can do chalitza and then yibum, davka mechalitza v'hadr yagmi, right? That was a specific order. You have to do chalitza first, right? To sever the zika, and then you can do yibum. But you can't do yibum first, to kabago paga b'achazuku kaso, because it could be, right, that would be achazuku kaso. Maybe it was the other one, right? And that would be osiris. That's why it teaches me that you gotta do, you gotta get rid of both of them to kind of, again, it's a language thing to kind of like build up to this chiddush in a chanami that you have to give both of them a get, but it kind of just wanted to set the stage to try to explain why this seva. Okay, shnayim shikichu shnei achayos, again, the second case already. Shema mina, kiddushin shem shem to be a havi kiddushin, again, same implication. So here also, kishahukrulu vasov nisarbu, no, initially the brothers knew who they were, the guys knew who they were marrying. But then they got confused. The guy says, "Dekanami," and sure enough, that makes sense. Again, the katani ein vinyo dea, the katani ein vinyo dua, shmamina. But again, because the language of the Mishnah says, right, the vav is important, right? Inu yodea, not inu yodua. And he knew who he had married, but it doesn't say, I mean, it says he doesn't know now, but it implied that he did know then. Okay, umay kamash malan, so therefore, what's the chiddush? Obviously, if you don't know who you're married, you know, you have to divorce them. So seifa tzrichale. So the seifa. No, you need it for the seifa because when the Mishnah says mesu, when they died, lezeh echad lezeh shnayim. One guy is one brother. One guy is two brothers. Hayachad cholitz shnayim. The shnayim vayshnayim echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. The Gemara says, oh, pshita. That's obvious. Hainu reisha. That's the same halacha of the reisha. Right. Also, we said before that if you have two guys waiting for these two sisters, two brothers waiting for these two sisters, so one of them does cholitz, the second one does yibum. So again, what do you need to teach me that again in the second case? Kamara says, Maya de Tema Trey Atuchad. We thought that you might have to do Xera two because of one, right? You might get confused. But again, what's the difference? If there are two brothers, you can do Chalitza and then Yibum. If there's one brother, he's got to do Chalitza to both. I'd have thought that if you allow the second brother to do Yibam, maybe if the scenario where there's only one brother, then he'll also do Yibam. So therefore, Kamash Malan. So therefore, that's what it's coming to teach us. Kamash says, and again, Vidavka Michlatz Vadar Yavmi, and then again, that's why we're doing Chalitzas first, and not Yibam. Right? Val Yibam, Reish Allah, the Kapaga Bevama Beshuk. Here it's not a case of Achazuk Kaso, but here it could be that she, again, when you have a case where two guys are married to two sisters, it could be that you're sleeping with the wrong woman, and she is someone else's Yavama, and that's also, right? Again, a Yibam, right? There's a Zika, there's a connection between the Yavama and the Avam. So if a guy goes and marries that woman, and she should have done Yibam with the other guy's brothers, so that's also Aser, right? That's a problem. So therefore, that's why you can't do Yibam, then Chalitza. So everybody who involved, right, the first set of brothers does Chalitza, that frees up those women, and therefore, right, worst case scenario, right, she was his Yavam, but they did Chalitza already, so then she's allowed to be married to the other guy. Okay. Shkoyach gadol, Rabosa. We'll go later in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.